It was a huge success. We want to thank everyone who attended and thank our participating businesses for their support. Bates Commodities, The Andersons, AgriGold, Wisconsin Plastic Drain and Tile, Horizon, and Strategic Farm Marketing.
I'm Illinois Public Media and U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to the pre-opening, rather, the midday market report here on AM 580. We'll take a look at the numbers now from Chicago as they're trading from the CME Group. Nearby March wheat at $6.35.5 is down a penny and three quarters at this hour. March corn at $4.81.5, up six and a quarter. The May at $4.87.25, up five and a quarter cents. In July at $4.91.5, a nickel higher. September futures on the morning at $4.86.75, up four. December at $4.87, up three and three quarters. March soybeans $14.32, 12 cents higher than May at $14.32 as well. They're up 11.5. July at $14.65 in the bean pit, 11 and a quarter higher per bushel. In the November futures at $11.84, up 4 and a quarter. Bean meal at $4.59.50, up $1.80. And the bean oil at $44.21, $1.03 higher. Live cattle futures at $143.15. They are up 50, or rather down 52.5 cents. The March at $171.45 are down 77.5 cents. And lean hogs at this hour, $111.87.5, $1.15 higher. Hey, I'm headed to John Deere, to the Moline plants, to watch the combines being made next Tuesday and Wednesday. There are a couple of slots, I just checked, possibly still open, so if you want to catch up with us and go on that trip, we'll be in Moline on Tuesday. We'll see the combine plant, and I just booked the planter plant. So I'm not sure that we'll get an actual view of the planters being made because they don't generally run tours in the afternoon, but they are going to bring one of those brand new ExactEmerge 10-mile-an-hour planter units in and take us through that. So that should be really interesting. And then on Wednesday, over to Waterloo, and we'll watch the tractors being made. So you can call 217-333-7300. You're going to need to ask for me or just leave your information, and we'll get back to you as to whether you can go or not. It's about $550. There is some room on the bus, so if you want to come, kind of a late addition, and we're still checking to see if you can do that, but you can do that on the John Deere bus trip Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Should be a lot of fun, and I just added a brand new piece to it. If you want to see that ExactEmerge planter that Deere has just released and runs at 10 miles an hour in the field and actually is supposed to stay put, meaning it stays in the ground, you can come with us. John Deere at 217-333-7300. I'm told now that Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises is on the phone line for the morning. Good morning to you there, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. Doing
well,
fine.
Take me through the numbers. The last time we talked to you on Monday of this week, you were, and it's not the first time you've been feeling a whole lot more friendly to this marketplace, but you were beginning to feel real friendly then. What's your take today?
Well, I think you have to stay friendly. Our export sales in beans continues to climb way beyond what USDA has on the balance sheet. So the old crop soybean market is still in a kind of a price rationing mode unless USDA would find more beans in that March 31st report. Now, there's a chance that maybe they'll find more beans on this second go-round on a quarterly report. So, you know, maybe things may not be quite as tight. But the way things are headed right now, we're about 90 to 100 million bushels short of what we need to ration out of the balance sheet. So I still think the market is on pretty solid footing. Even now, we've got soybean oil starting to take off because of the drought in Malaysia, so we're starting to get some benefit from soybean oil. It's been mostly a soybean meal rally led. Now it's going over into soybean oil. The corn market, look at our sales numbers, 1.5 or something million tons of corn was sold last week. I think you're going to see another million ton or plus possibly next week. So I think you have to kind of feel that as we go into even the March supply-demand table numbers here next Monday, that USDA is going to raise both corn exports and soybean exports, at least the way the pace is going. I mean, I think there's room to add another 100 to 150 million worth of exports on corn. That would take it up to 175 compared to 1600. And then that digs into, you know, Indy stocks. So this Indy stocks number of 2 billion bushels keeps getting further and further away as demand.
Yeah, that's where we started last fall. Now we're down at 1.5. And are you at 1.35 now?
Yes. Now, you have to always worry about this quarterly stocks reports because we have this appearing and disappearing 500 million bushels. And, you know, last year they found it. Maybe this year they'll lose it again. I don't know. Last year was a killer report. It pretty well knocked the spring rally, any hopes of a spring rally, right between the eyes, and markets continue to drift lower, especially on corn. The Ukraine situation, I think Putin has probably got what he wants for now, that Crimea area. He went in there and grabbed that. I imagine, you know, now it's a matter of the United States is trying to find a way to save face, but I think that will calm down maybe temporarily, but that does look like going to be a hot button in the marketplace maybe for the remainder of the year. What happens, you know, as if they've got plenty of inventory now to move into the export market, but what happens to next year's prospects if we get into a civil war or some kind of military action in the Ukraine. Everything seems to be going the bull's way in here. The dollar now is sharply lower. We're breaking down underneath 80. I'm still in the opinion that that's going to go into a tailspin at some point in time. Maybe not right away, but I think, you know, Putin, he even implied already that they're considering maybe going off of the dollar as a world currency. And I do know that China and Russia has been working on alternative ways to price international to get away from the reserve currency of the U.S. dollar. So I think there's going to be worries on that front, and a weaker dollar kind of adds more upside, or it allows U.S. commodity prices to go higher.
I suppose taking the Crimea with Russian troops is one way to secure the pipelines headed through the Crimea, and Gazprom on the dollar would be fun.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't commentate.
Well, the thing what it shows, I think, is that we're just in a, I don't know, I don't like to use the word new era, but I think we're in an era of big uncertainty. Both geopolitical, foreign policy, financial crisis, and, you know, I think it shows China that, you know, maybe they could go snatch Taiwan someday if they wanted to. So yeah. The U.S. is in a position that they really can't stop any kind of aggression. So that is, you know, kind of perceives the United States as weak. And that's going to put pressure on the dollar, so you don't know what we're going to wake up to each morning. So it is kind of exciting times, I think, in commodities. Chart numbers, I think, is telling us that corn's going to try to go back to $5, maybe yeah. Even try to buy some acres. And beans, November beans may go back to try to go to $12 or so. So it is technically friendly what we're seeing, you know, on the charts right now.
We'll talk with you during the closing market report this afternoon.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. We're coming up on the top of the hour, 10 o'clock Central Time. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu. That's WILL.illinois.edu. Of course, you spell out Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. A quick look at the forecast tells us sunny skies today and a high near 37. Degrees, mostly clear tonight with a low of 21, and tomorrow sunny and 48. Should be a fantastic Friday.